which we speak about visual culture and creative community. My name is Malika Pryor Martin, standing in for your regular host, Executive Director of the NAGB, Amanda Carlson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com. You can also go to the App or Play Store and download TuneIn Radio to listen to us. Tonight in the studio with me are a bunch of awesome people. We have got two wonderful sets of guests, but I'm going to talk about the first set of guests from Alive. And we have Gravette Brown, Chief Commercial Officer, Sheridan Thompson, Production and Content Manager, Kendrick Delaney, Senior Product Developer, and Corey Seymour, Product Developer, in for this first segment. We've got another fabulous Anissa Adderley who's going to be joining us in the second segment. But to talk about this really wonderful app, and it was first brought to the NAGB's attention because we have formally endorsed it because it's lit. It was first brought to our attention over a year ago, I want to say.
Yeah.
Gravette.
It's been about that long.
It has. And it was this notion of having an app that was interactive, that would utilize augmented
virtual reality.
Yeah. Yes, to bring spaces, institutions of historical significance, of contemporary significance to life. And naturally, as a museum and as a national institution, that was something that certainly spoke to us. And we decided that we wanted to get involved. So the NAGB provided content. We're also a part of the app. And so I'm going to hand it over to all of these people who know far more about how to describe this intelligently than I do, to just sort of talk about how the app came to be, Gravette. And then Sheridan, Kendrick, and Corey, if you guys just want to sort of jump in there in terms of like how the app functions, the manner in which it works, what are some of the spaces and places that people can sort of access? Because it's not just for tourists, it's also for us.
Yeah, for us.
to be able to, you know, to be able to sort of see their own space in a different kind of way. So I'm going to pass it over to you, Gravette.
Okay, great. So I'll just give you a bit of a background, as you suggested, on just this app, our apps, our app strategy, everything we're doing. And as you know, Alive just started just over 2 years ago, and obviously we had a first mandate to just kind of launch this telecom platform. But in addition to that, we've always been really focused on working into digital services or value-added services, and specifically doing things that solve problems through technology.
Sure.
So if we just think about apps in that sort of way, like solving problems through technology. And so when we first started to put together this team, commercial strategy, and now commercial and marketing, we kind of outlined a strategy for things that I thought would be interesting tools and solutions that I thought we could work on. And
yes,
myself and Damien, the CEO who's been very supportive of this and kind of all our crazy ideas.
All kinds of market disruption.
Yeah, all kinds of market disruption. So he greenlit it, and we just kind of went ahead. And really, the genesis for this particular app, the Discover app, was, like you said, trying to bring things to life. And I had an experience. I had a friend who was visiting. She went on a tour downtown, and it was a vehicle tour, and they kind of took her to a hotel. I won't say which hotel, but a hotel, and she just missed kind of all the history and all the structure, and so it just kind of got me thinking, because I was already kind of in that mindset of thinking like how can we deal with this, and it's
sure.
Like okay, let's put together. And the only other person who's not here today is our software technologist, Nakia Bryce, who you would have met,
yes,
who kind of helped us to kind of bring these things to life. Who's also a Bahamian. She's a consultant. She's not formally, she's not. She doesn't work with Alive full time, but she's very talented, and so that's pretty much it. So we had the idea, we got a prototype together, and then I think this is really where I start to hand over to the team. So we had a basic, app structure together by the end of last year. We knew what we wanted to do, and then Kendrick came in January to run digital services, and then just working along with the team with Corey and Sheridan, we were able to actually bring this to life and make it great, make it all that we want it to be. So
Kendrick, you just had to jump in feet first.
Totally from the beginning, but it was a really great journey, because a lot of the apps that we're developing now really solve basic problems. We're not trying to be Facebook or WhatsApp, but we're trying to solve everyday problems, especially those in the Bahamas. And Discover, in particular, it liberates tourists, it liberates locals to kind of find and interact with local heritage and culture at their leisure. And it's, you know, authentic information. That's really what's really great about it. So we've worked with agencies like yourself and other nonprofits to kind of learn more about these sites and put that in a space where it's really attractive for younger and even, you know, older persons to get all that information.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that I actually really like about the app is that it provides its opportunity for you to be a tourist in your own hometown,
exactly,
like in your own personal destination, but then also for people who are visiting, because more and more and more you find that folks who are visiting, they want to have an understanding of the space itself. They want to feel like they're having an authentic experience and that they're getting to know the country and not just the spaces and places,
right?
Like
and
perhaps where your friend would have
exactly.
been
and
taken, and they can
curate for tourists.
They can self-curate.
It's something for
yes.
everyone, and that Bahamians can get just as much out of this as a visitor can.
And that's so important because I've heard on so many occasions people say, oh my goodness, I didn't know that this was there. I didn't know that used to be there or, you know, that this thing was connected to this thing over here. And it's because it isn't as readily available as we might think.
Yeah. one of the points what Gravetta mentioned is that, you know, it is homegrown. It's Bahamian made.
That's important to note.
It's very important. All of the persons who worked on it from developing it, voicing it over, picking out the spots and the routes, it's all Bahamian. And that's a very good, that says a lot.
Yeah for the things that we can do.
Yeah, so just to add, I feel like Alive strives on being leaders.
And this is Corey speaking.
Corey
in the house,
way.
Ladies
good
and gentlemen.
Good night all. So at Alive, you know, we strive on being leaders in innovation and technology. And we feel like the Discover app exemplifies that. You know, it provides a platform that fosters a culture of historical discovery. And we're very excited to bring this to our Bahamian people as Bahamians.
Yeah. And also the collaboration. I mean, I think we've had great collaboration between our national institutions. I mean, leading off in Discover primarily with NAGB, National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, Antiquities, Museums, and Monuments Corporation,
yes.
AMMC, and then also the Bahamas National Trust, you know? So we have all this great assets, all this great content in this country, and we just want to begin to leverage it and to show it in a design-oriented sort of way. And maybe, you know, Sheridan, if you want to talk a bit about kind of how, you know, some of the images, what we're trying to do, and things like that.
Yeah, well, some of the places where we've been to, like the Water Tower, this Queen Staircase. All of the items, I mean, if you go to the download the app from the App Store or the Play Store, once you download the app and use it, you can see how the virtual reality works, the augmented reality, actually. So the images just come alive. They pop off of the map. You get like a 360-degree view of the monument, as well as you would hear a bio, a write-up on it, a voiceover. It's really good. You really need to try it. Once persons see it for the first time, they're really blown away.
So I feel like you've given sort of an idea of what the experience is. Can you guys just provide sort of like a step-by-step in terms of like, you know, so yes, you go to the you know, the App Store. Well, I would be going to the App Store. And then what happens from there?
It's currently in both stores, so you can find it in the Apple or the Google Play Store. And, you know, it's really difficult to describe this wow moment you have with the Discover app because it is really, truly something that you have to experience with the app. So go ahead and look for Discover Maps in the store and download it. But just to add on to what Sheridan mentioned, you know, we've taken about 3,000 photos of each of these sites, and we've compiled them together into a 2D rendering. So that means once you hover your phone over a piece, this map of the Bahamas, these locations pop up, and you can spin your paper around. You'll see, you know, a 360.
So it's a physical map.
It's a physical map, yes. It's coupled with your phone, and when you scan the map with your phone's camera, these items pop up in 3D. So it's kind of like a, not 3D, sorry, 2D. And you get this really impressive experience where you can rotate them, and you can learn more. You can press the go button and it'll walk you, tell you how many minutes it'll take you to get to that destination. We have other features including a photo carousel and opportunities to kind of like learn more about the site, upload your own images, for example. So a lot of things are happening in the development space with it. But if you go to the Google Play Store currently and download Discover Maps, you can start to interact with it.
Yeah, and we'll be rolling out the physical maps. You'll be able to pick them up, obviously, at the National Art Gallery.
Yes.
At some of the Pompeii Museum and some of the other places. So we've been soft launching it over the summer. The team has done a tremendous job, just really kind of getting the message out there. I mean, just getting, because it takes a lot. This is new technology. It's new adoption. It's new technology for everyone. I think that's important to say. I mean, Kendrick can give some just insights, just even hearing from tourists, people from New York who are like, oh, we should have this here in New York,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that's really the exciting.
Look at us being trendsetters and whatnot all over
exactly,
the world.
Exactly. And that's, even though we're this little small place, and that's the power of technology, like these mm-hmm. are the things that you can do. You can have this big impact, although you come from a small country and you're just a few people, but you can really, design things that have global.
I honestly think it's also telling of the Bahamas generally. And it's one of the things that I say is like, I guess at this point I'm sort of like an inside outsider. But first moving here that I discovered quite quickly is how creative and how innovative the Bahamian people are mm-hmm. and how outsized your accomplishments are relative to the size of the country itself and the kind of impact that Bahamians have. So it's actually not surprising that a Bahamian-born, developed, an actualized app would have New Yorkers saying, who feel like they have everything and for the most part kind of sort of really do, that this should be happening where they are as well, which is, I also think, is just really important because sometimes I don't think we give ourselves as much credit as we should. So congratulations to that. So what have been some of the more specific, outside of the New Yorkers, how have Bahamians been responding and sort of interacting with the Discover app? Or, what's some of the feedback that you've been getting?
One of the great examples, even with summer students in our office, has been asking them a little bit of questions about history, and them not knowing necessarily that some of these sites existed, and being able to have this tool right in their back pocket where they can just pop it up and even at home, go ahead and do that. We also went to the Hackett Fair, summer camp this year, and some of the students, talking
at St.
about
Andrews,
at St.
Yeah.
Andrews,
mm-hmm.
yes. And quite a few of the students were talking about building apps and just learning that Alive was in this space, being able to solve problems and seeing this opportunity, back to the word impact, and leaving an impression on them with this app was really great for us because it also inspired them to say, hey, what other problems can I solve as a Bahamian? And that was really great for me to hear the feedback from, a younger group of persons as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I imagine that's really empowering, especially for young people because so often they're consumers of technology, but the idea that they would begin to think about themselves as creators, mm-hmm. right, and developers is such an important and empowering thing because so often we're using it, but to know that they can create it and that Bahamians have already done it, right, that you all have already sort of
exactly.
set the tone. Well, we are going to head to break, but before we do, I just want to remind you who I am. And I'm Malika Pryor-Martin, and you are listening to Blank Canvas. And next segment, we're going to have Anissa Adderley pop on in. We're going to talk a little bit more about the ways in which our partnership, Alive and NAGB, has been growing. It has been over a year now that we've been sort of working together, but Alive has been a wonderful partner and supporter of the NAGB's Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp, which actually still has its camp exhibition. Kendrick actually joined us for the exhibition opening. That was all the way live. Good Lord, our counselors are so off the chain. But they're like super awesome. Like it was an electric experience. It was really, really fun. So hopefully, Kendrick, you'll be able to speak to how what a fabulous time you had. Wink, wink. When we come back, but you're listening to Blank Canvas on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.